Okay, our friends. So we are so excited that Easter is coming, and we aren't the only ones. In fact, in today's story, we see an adorable little bunny who is, ready? The story is called Looking for Easter. That's right, the hunt is on. The story, Looking for Easter, was written by Dori Chaconas. It is illustrated by Margie Moore, and it is read today by Mommy. And what's your name? Ooh, you're squeaky. What is that noise that you're making? Who are you? You sound like a dragon. Oh, is that what you are? Are you a dragon? A baby dragon. I see. So you must be a little fledgling. Is that what you are? Excellent. You never know who it's going to be, friends. And today I am joined by a fledgling dragon, which is to say, a baby dragon. Well, I'm so happy that you're here, dragon. Are you ready for your story? It's going to be a beautiful story, full of other baby animals. So buckle up. Here we go. Little bunny poked his nose out of the burrow. Something was in the air. It smelled like sunshine and warm breezes and clear, flowing water.
Good morning, beaver,
Bunny called across the pond.
What is that smell in the air?
Beaver sniffed a big sniff.
I do believe,
she said,
it smells like Easter.
What is Easter?
Bunny asked.
I think,
Beaver said,
Easter is the basket.
A basket?
Bunny said.
I can make one for you,
Beaver said.
If you'll help me gather branches, I need to make my lodge bigger.
Because beavers live in things made out of wood, right? Structures called dams. Little Bunny gathered branches and Beaver wove a basket of reeds.
Thank you, Beaver,
Bunny said. Little Bunny carried the basket to Woodchuck's den.
Good morning, Woodchuck,
Benny said.
Look, I have Easter.
That's a very nice basket, Woodchuck said. But it isn't Easter.
Then what is Easter?
Little Bunny asked.
I think you'd have Easter if you filled your basket with grass,
Woodchuck said.
I'll give you some if you help me dig this tunnel. I need to make my den bigger.
Because hedgehogs live under the ground, right? So Little Bunny dug in the dirt and helped Woodchuck. Then Woodchuck gave Bunny enough new grass to fill his basket.
Thank you, Woodchuck,
Bunny said. Little Bunny swung the basket as he walked to Mouse's house.
Good morning, Mouse,
Little Bunny said.
Look, I have Easter. It's lovely,
Mouse said.
But it isn't Easter.
Then what is Easter?
Bunny asked.
I think you'll have Easter if you put something sweet on top of the grass,
said Mouse. Little Bunny looked at the berries Mouse had picked.
Are those berries sweet?
He asked.
Yes,
Little Mouse answered.
And you can have some if you help me pick them. I need more food for my growing family.
So Little Bunny reached up and picked berries off of the highest branches. And now Little Bunny was sure he had Easter. He took the basket to Robin's tree.
Good morning, Robin,
Bunny called.
Look, I have Easter.
But Robin didn't look.
Oh dear,
she said.
The wind blew my nest away. Now I don't have any place for my eggs.
What kind of place do you need?
Bunny asked.
I need a place that's soft, and I need a place that's round and deep. I need a place that's soft. I need a place near food.
Little Bunny looked at his basket. It was round and deep. The grass was soft, and there were sweet berries to eat.
Like this?
Bunny asked. Robin looked at the basket.
Yes!
She chirped. Little Bunny hugged the basket to his chest. Then he looked at Robin's sad face. Bunny said,
You can have my basket for your nest.
Little Bunny hung the basket on a branch, and then he went home. Would he ever have Easter? You know, can I pause right there and say, I know what Easter is. Grown-ups usually do. And because I know what Easter is, I believe we have seen him experience Easter just now. Because part of Easter is giving up something for someone else. That's true. For many days, it rained, and Little Bunny didn't leave his burrow. And that's where bunnies sleep, right? In little holes in the ground. Then one day, a voice called,
Little Bunny, come out!
Bunny crept out of the burrow. A wren was waiting. And do you know what a wren is? It's a bird. Yeah.
Come with me,
Wren said.
I will show you where to find Easter.
Easter?
Little Bunny asked.
But I already found Easter and then I gave it away.
Come,
said Wren. And Bunny followed Wren to Robin's tree. And Beaver was there with two babies. Woodchuck was there with four babies. And Mouse was there with, get a hold of this, eight babies. Wow, that's a lot of babies. In the basket nest, there were three baby robins.
Is this Easter?
Bunny asked, and Wren nodded.
Easter is new life, she said. Easter is all around us today.
And that is also true because part of Easter is a fresh start, a new beginning. Little Bunny looked at all his new friends, and something wonderful settled into his heart. It was a feeling of sunshine and warm breezes and clear flowing water. At last, Little Bunny had found Easter. And we have learned something wonderful today too, haven't we? You're not alone in your cute littleness, are you, little dragon? And that, our friends, is the rawr end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.